We tell, we give them, you know, areas to patrol. We give them certain guidelines on what we want them to do. If they were, if the city council were to repeal the camping ban tomorrow, no one would sit there and say, damn, why'd they do that? I mean, they'd go on to something else. They would dedicate their time to doing enforcement in another arena. This isn't a passion by, in, correct me if I'm wrong, I have never met a police officer in our force yet that goes out there and says, boy, I can't wait to get out of my car and go out there and look for campers. I mean, they're just out there doing the job. We give them a whole series of things to look for and to do, and they have to maintain a geographical area. That's one of many things that they do.
But you stop that problem by having an area where people can camp, so you won't have to spend all that money.
I'm going to ask you not to interrupt, please.
So okay. I mean, you have to think of this as a person is out there just doing the job, and they're doing the job that they're asked to do. I mean, so if you ask them to look for aliens in the park, that's what they'll go do. I mean, seriously, I mean, that's how we do business. No one has an axe to grind out there that I know of.
The final question I have
for
you.
No, I'm not even going to give you a final question. We are going to have a whole focus session coming up on the judiciary and the whole angle of this. So we're going to do it at that, okay?
That's what I talked about.
That will be coming up, and there's a lot. But I do want to. There's somebody.
It's not getting better; it's getting worse.
Thank you. I want to hear from the
circles.
There's someone next to you had their hand up.
And that was a brief segment of the January 8th task force meeting. The next task force meeting actually will be Friday, tomorrow, at 2:00. It'll be the Downtown Association. We'll be meeting with the task force. You won't be able to speak, but you will be able to listen unless you're a Downtown Association member. That'll be on the second floor of the library, again, tomorrow, 2 to 4, Friday, January 15th. You can still go down to the Downtown Neighbors meeting. That's in Loudoun Nelson. Started at 7, probably still going on. Room 7, if you want to discuss regulated camping, the camping ban, and similar topics.
Do I have to say, stop the fire? There's always violence as the world be turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
And now for 25 reasons to support the sleeping ban. Number 1. If we let the homeless sleep at night, we'll be inundated with more of them. Number 2. We already do too much. Let them get jobs and earn a place to live. Number 3. But we have such great weather here. Number 4. Let them go to Fresno. Number 5. We're no worse than many other cities. Number 6. They're all a bunch of alcoholics, sexual predators, druggies, or mental cases. 7. I can't stand it when they ask me for money. Can't you pass a law or something? Number 8. If you talk to them, you'll find that somewhere along the way they made a bad choice. Number 9. Aren't we allowed to have some standards, zoning and building codes, and rules of conduct? Number 10. Tough love is what is needed. If we coddle them, it just encourages that lifestyle. Number 11. I'm all for helping the homeless, but I don't want them sleeping on my doorstep. Number 12. The sleeping ban only regulates conduct. It doesn't prohibit it. Number 13. I'm sure our police use common sense when they enforce this law. It's only used on some real troublemakers when the police have no other way to deal with them. Number 14. How about personal responsibility? When I see the homeless cleaning up litter, I'll support giving them some rights. Number 15. If only they were more polite, less strident, and more respectful. Number 16. The sleeping ban provides a deterrent for those who are considering becoming homeless. 17. Yeah, sleeping is innocent, But you can't tell me they won't pee in someone's front yard. Number 18. If we could only put up a wall and solve homelessness in our town, but alas. Number 19. The homeless scare me. Number 20. These merchants pay good money to have nice businesses. It's not right to have these bums hanging around scaring the tourists. Number 21. I'm all for helping the homeless, but some of them are downright lazy and obnoxious. I don't want to help someone who won't work. Number 22. We spend more money on the homeless per capita than any other city our size. Number 23. This law has been proven constitutional. Number 24. I work two jobs just to pay my rent. This is a good law. I support it. Number 25. If we repeal this law, we will allow people to sleep on the sidewalks. I don't support that. Let's build shelters instead. And there you go, the 25 reasons to support the sleeping ban.
Corridors of the Halls of Justice, where the only justice is in the corridors or in the halls. It's 1:20 on January 14, 1999. We're talking to Richard Quigley. Hi, Richard.
Morning.
Richard, you have a whole fistful of papers here with you, apparently regarding two complaints you filed with the Internal Affairs Department of the Sheriff's Office. And what's this about?
Well, okay. On December 2nd, I went over to Kong's Market to get a carton of milk, a sweet roll, and a Pepsi Cola. And Officer Friendly, who came to be known as Officer Nielsen, Deputy Nielsen, he come walling through the door and started bugging me about ID. And so...
How old are you, Mr. Quigley?
I'm 55.
So there wasn't any question of your being underage?
No. No, and he wanted to know who I was, and it was like, well... I says, who wants to know and what are you going to do with the information? I mean, I was told by a deputy down in Aptos that we don't have to talk to these cops if we don't want to. We just tell them we don't want to talk to them, and then we don't have to talk to them, and that's the way to deal with them when they walk up to you. That's what I was told. I'm just trying to do what they tell me. So I ask him who wants to know and what he's going to do with the information, which I recommend as an opening, response to any time anybody inquires who you are. But So he wouldn't tell me. He told me he was a sheriff. And I says, well, is that what your mama named you? And if so, what does the A stand for, as if we didn't know?
Hang on.
So then he identifies himself as Deputy Nielsen, and of course I informed him that my name is Quigley, to which he responded, I thought so. And he says, Mr. Quigley, I need you to step outside here, and I need to talk to you. And I said, well, am I under arrest? He says, no. I said, well, then what I need is for you to step outside, talk to yourself, and leave me the fuck alone. Well, of course, he didn't much care about my needs. He's only focused on his. So we went through this again, and he wouldn't go away. So I asked the girl behind the counter to let me use the phone. I was right across the street from Kate Wells' house on Stanley.
Kate Wells is an attorney?
Yeah. So I called her up, and I said, hey, I got this idiot over here jacking me up. You need to get over here and explain to him how the law works. If you don't mind, and she was in her recliner watching television. It's 10 o'clock at night, man, about half asleep. But she's going to come over. So I hand the phone back to the girl behind the counter, and Deputy Dipshit grabs me by my right arm and commences to begin to twist it around behind my back and cuff me up. And it's like,
what you mean, Deputy Nielsen?
Well, Dipshit Nielsen, it's all the same, Skinhead liar is what he is. But anyway, So he cuffs me up, takes me out of the car, and he's patting me down, getting ready to load me in the back of his patrol car. Still, I haven't found out what he's doing. And Kate walks up and identifies herself and as an attorney, more importantly, my attorney, and asks why he's arresting me, to which he responds that she'll either shut up and move on, or she'll be sitting there in the back of the car with me, or words to that effect. Now, what I didn't know was that somebody down the street had called in a complaint of a prowler. He was 6 foot slim build, 30 years old, drunken, smelling alcohol, shoulder length blonde hair. Anybody that's confused me for 30 years old hasn't done so in the last 25. And
a full-length beard and...
I got long hair. I mean, he had shoulder-length hair, they said, but greasy-looking, and I don't think greasy. I've gone for dirty now and then. I've been accused of that, but never been greasy. Greasy's not one of the things. It's not an appearance that I have. And certainly not drunk or smelling alcohol. Anyway, I didn't find this out until after he pulled me back out of the car. 30 minutes later, uncuffed me, and I'm sorry for the detention. And, of course, my response was, you got no fucking idea how sorry you're going to be, you stupid motherfucker. Hi, John.
How are you doing?
And so I went down to Internal Affairs the next morning, and I filed a complaint against him for false arrest, false imprisonment, excessive use of force, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And at the same time, I picked up a police report. If one had been filed, and sure enough, there was, although I've been told of late that they never file reports on these things. But there was a report filed here. And in the report, in the tradition of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office, he lied about just about everything he could think of. He lied about identifying, he said that he had identified the reason for the inquiry. He was looking for a prowler. He claimed that I refused to identify myself, which is absurd. He said that Kate had ordered him to discharge me and all this stuff that she was ordering him around. And the part where I knew I had him hung up was that the idiot accused me of being drunk and smelling alcohol. And I'm a guy that's got a 25-year AA pin with 2 years of tarnish on it laying in a drawer beside my nightstand. I mean, everybody knows a quig don't drink. Everybody knows.
And that's it for Bathrop Spears Broadsides. We're up against the hour, but join us again 11 o'clock on Sunday on 96.3 FM for the next edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. In the meantime, come on down to Loudon Nelson Center tonight and check out Room 7 for the continuing debate on the camping ban ordinance. Thanks, and stay with us, or join us again on Sunday.